BlackRock Broadcast. Podcasts for you from us.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots. You're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jax.
And this week we are discussing the new TV show that stars Anna Kendrick called Love Life. Love me. It's on Stan and comes out weekly. And for a show that's on a streaming service that comes out weekly, I was pretty intrigued. It's bold. It tells me that it thinks it's good enough that on a streaming site, I will come back next week and watch it.
All right, so let's start.
Yeah.
Will you come back next week and watch it?
Absolutely not.
Oh, thank God, because it was one of those things where I was terrified you were going to love this, and we were just going to like not really even have anything to say, because it's just like, well, it's right. Just, you know, we'll just have to agree to disagree.
I absolutely love a rom-com. Like, the show Love that was on Netflix.
That's what
I loved.
It felt like someone saw that and went, we need a show like that. Someone said, this is like that. They went, make it. Forgot to check. Then saw it and went, this sucks. This is only vaguely like Love in the vague, it's fuck you. Why'd you make this? You stole my money.
I had so much faith because I love Anna Kendrick. I think she's a great actress.
Yeah, she's pretty great.
And
I like her.
From the director of Bridesmaids. I loved it.
Is that good?
I love Bridesmaids. Bridesmaids is a really good movie. Yeah. And I love that kind of stuff. I mean,
wait, is this Paul Feig?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't really like his stuff. This makes sense.
Right. But
Spy's fun.
I guess. I just, it didn't bring anything new. It's like, I thought that like a show that's coming out, it's like, cool, about it. So Love Life, sure. I've seen like the ads or whatever, like scan through Stan or whatever. But it's like, it just literally gave nothing new to the genre. And it's like,
but do you need to bring everything new to it?
I think you do.
Just have a fun time.
No.
Can't you just have a fun time?
It's like, if I was going to have a fun time, I'll watch Bridesmaids. That's my fun time. But this is like some weird depressing where like the first 3 minutes it comes up with the title like Orgy and it's like, okay.
Oh, I hate
so
all of that.
So clearly he's just going to be around for this one episode.
Oh, I had forgotten about that.
And
in terms of that, yeah.
And so the whole episode I just knew he was not going to be there for longer than one episode and it's like, okay, cool. So
the tension was
that's
lost.
The structure of the show. But then we had this weird like too hot to handle voiceover. And it's like,
I haven't seen
what this is. This is Darby, and she is living in New York, and she's decided that love is easily found.
It found.
But even though Augie's leaving, she'll soon be married because now she's pregnant and care about her. But no. Yeah.
Do you think it was like, it kind of felt like, I don't know, like bad student version of like Wes Anderson? Where it was like, there was an image at the front, at the start, and there was like two families and they both had the posters and someone's like, this is the families. She's growing up. And it's like,
I see what you mean. I'm offended by the Wes Anderson comment.
No,
like,
but that's exactly what it is. Because all
Wes Anderson's like, good.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's
good. Yeah, he's all right. He's got such a distinct and unique style that it's very much like, anytime I see anything symmetrical, I'm like, it's kind of like Wes Anderson.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah,
almost more grating. So it felt like this wasn't unique or interesting in terms of the way it was setting it up. And the narration is almost always horrific, unless it's like a personal story. Like, I'm trying to think of one that comes, American Beauty? Does that have a narration?
Yeah, American Beauty. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's really quite a personal insight. Like the things he's saying.
I like grounding with narration. Like, where is this narration coming from? Like,
that's what I mean. We want it to be Heather's.
I think Heather's where she's narrating, but she's like crazily writing the diary, and like she's narrating
and we
through the diary.
Yes, and instead of just looking at the words in the diary, we get the voice. In that. Yeah, and I think in American Beauty, it's like quite a personal thing where we're going through his journey with him and him explaining everything to us and his changes. Like, this felt like it was that omnipresent godlike thing that was narrating a book that she was reading to us. But I just fucking hate it.
You know
I don't
what
care
I would have liked?
A
bit
choice.
Of like a Truman Show element of like this godlike figure is manipulating her love life. That's what I was kind of...
It could still end up enjoying. To be that. Yeah,
it could. I just thought...
Be good, be not... be funny, be not...
Like, be terrible. Funny or be really sad. Pick one. This is just like...
Oh, just be funny. Don't be really sad.
I like a really sad show. Like, I think that has merit too. And it's like, it felt like it just brought nothing. And it's like, you know what? Like, we discussed, like, whether a show's all out or whether it's coming out weekly. And the reason why I mentioned this comes out weekly is because if I could have chucked on the next episode, or if Stan would have just kept it playing in 20 seconds because I couldn't reach for the remote, I think I would have kept watching. But the fact that I have to wait a week and then actively come back and be like, oh, I guess it's like Monday, I guess it's coming out today, I just don't think the show deserves that second episode.
So you're not going to watch it?
I'm not going to watch it.
What if all the shows out right now? Would you keep watching?
I would watch it.
Okay, so you're going to watch it. Because at some point in like 6 weeks, you'll be like, oh shit, all like 10 episodes or whatever are out. And then you watch it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, but it's like...
So you're going to watch it, but it's on the list. You're chucking it on the list.
It's on the list. And it's like, you know, I've got a lot of other shows that are on the list that are...
Well, I'm going to actively seek out...
Peaky Blinders is still on my list.
You're into that, my bed. I'm not going to do it now. No.
Oh, so you're going to comment on the creators?
No, I was going to say, I don't even bother. I was going to say I was going to actively like seek out the creators and make sure they stop creating content. Because I am offended. It sucked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you really take disliked that. It that much.
Nah, it's about exactly what I imagine the Paul Feig stuff I don't like is. Which is like 50% kind of like cringy, like, oh, I get it. It's like that kind of immature, like, meh. But this just was so boring as well. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it just added nothing.
It just was so like...
It doesn't deserve to... A show doesn't deserve to be
I'm just trying to even think about the beats. It was just like this bits where she was talking with like her friends and was like giggling. Like, oh. And just, I don't know. Just very... I liked the guy who's in Devs, I think.
It's pretty cool. Good. All right, it's a harsh no for me.
Yeah, it's a no from me. But this kind of shows I'm not really my cup of tea anyway, so it would probably be a no even if it was...
Good?
It would have to be on par with Love. That's pretty good. I didn't watch season 2, and I probably never will, but when we sat down and watched all of season 1, I remember we were like, we'll watch a couple episodes, then come back from Ballarat, and then we watched the whole season, and then we came back, and it was like... Yeah, that was a good season. So my recommendation is to watch Love. Can't say season 2 is any good because I haven't seen it, but it's probably fantastic.
I think I'm up to season 3. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. So I've kept watching. Yeah. All right. See you next time.
This episode was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcast. Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think Jax was wrong? Again? Most likely. Then why not sign up to our socials or send us a message at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcast. Not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's fine. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll get notified instantly.